This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Coronavirus cases around the world have climbed to all-time highs of more than 330,000 per day as the virus comes storming back across Europe and spreads with renewed speed in the U.S., forcing many places to reimpose tough restrictions eased just months ago. London is among many European cities going into stricter lockdown. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
London's mayor, Sadiq Khan, warns of a tough winter ahead for Londoners as their city joins others in Europe heading into a tighter lockdown again to battle a mounting second wave of COVID-19. It comes into effect from midnight on Friday when the capital moves from a medium to high risk category under the government's three-tier system. Paris and other major French cities will be under nightly curfews for 4 weeks starting Saturday, while Germany hit its daily record of more than 6,600 new cases on Wednesday. It has, however, been less badly hit than the UK, Spain, Italy, and France.
That is Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is criticizing the country's top infectious disease doctor, Anthony Fauci, over the pandemic. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The Trump administration's pushing a declaration from a group of scientists supporting the concept of herd immunity, the idea that a disease will stop spreading once nearly everybody has contracted it.
We just got to look that square in the eye and say it's nonsense.
On ABC News' Good Morning America, Fauci says the idea that the nation can protect the vulnerable while just letting COVID-19 run rampant is total nonsense. There will be too many people unprotected.
Hospitalizations and deaths.
COVID-19 has already killed nearly 217,000 people in America. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Twitter is continuing to fix a global outage of the social media platform used by hundreds of millions worldwide. According to DownDetector.com, users on every continent have reported Twitter problems, but the outages are concentrated on the east and west coasts of the United States, as well as Japan. President Trump and challenger Joe Biden are competing for TV audiences in dueling town halls at this hour. The two were originally scheduled to meet face-to-face for their second debate before it was canceled. The Republican-led U.S. Senate has moved a step closer to confirming President Trump's Supreme Court choice, Amy Coney Barrett. The Judiciary Committee has scheduled an October 22nd vote on her nomination, despite Democratic objections. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Turkey's involvement in the conflict between Azerbaijan and Armenia has increased the risk in the region, reiterating his call for the issue to be resolved through diplomacy. Several hundred people have been killed in the deadliest flare-up of the decades-old conflict in Nagorno-Karabakh. The European Union and Britain are imposing sanctions on top Russian officials in response to the August poisoning of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. Reuters' Emma McCarthy reports.
The European Union and Britain are imposing sanctions on top Russian officials close to President Vladimir Putin in an unexpectedly robust response to the August poisoning of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. Pushed by France and Germany, the sanctions target six Russians and a state scientific research center accused of deploying the banned nerve agent used against the 44-year-old politician. The Kremlin condemned the sanctions as a deliberate and unfriendly step against Moscow and promised retaliation. Navalny is still recovering in Germany.
That's Reuters' Emma McCarthy reporting. Yemen's warring sides kicked off a long-awaited UN-brokered prisoner exchange. It comes after Houthi rebels in Yemen freed two Americans. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Sandra Lee and Mikhail Gadada are back in the U.S. So are the remains of a third American in a release apparently the result of mediation by Oman. Lee thanked the Sultan of Oman.
I'm so appreciative, and I'm so happy.
Gadada is glad to be free.
I was in prison for 899 days, 2 years and 6 months in solitary confinement, and it was hell. It was really hell. Bad experience.
A Trump administration official told the Wall Street Journal Lolli had been held by the Houthi rebels for about 3 years. I'm Ed Donahue.
For the very latest news and the latest on the coronavirus pandemic, go to voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.